I represent tonight the traditional Yurok village at Blue Creek in Apa. The Apa Creek is on the Yurok River, and I'm speaking on behalf also of my wife Dale Ann, who is Yurok and Talua. I'm Lakota from South Dakota originally. The Klamath River is strong and it speaks to a lot of people, and the salmon that run up the Klamath River are also strong, but they have been weakened in the last few years for a lot of different reasons. And the same thing holds true of the Yurok peoples, who have been having a hard time lately because their way of life, the salmon and the river, have been running so low. But a couple of years ago, two cousins decided that it would be good if they had a place to go to purify themselves before they went up into their sacred high country to collect medicine for ceremonies. And one of the places to do it was the place that they had already been living. They had never left their space. They had never left their place on the river. That place called Apa, the place between Apa and Blue Creek, they have always been there. Even when the federal government came with marshals and machine guns to try to force them off the river, they never left. And now what they are doing is collecting goodwill. And some of you have been up there, some of you have helped out, and you know what the land is like, you know what the river is like, and it's powerful. And so what they're doing is they're clearing away the trees, reconstituting a traditional Yurok village. Eventually it will include a brush dance pit, a ceremonial site, a kitchen, all the facilities that people need to gather there, but it will also be a self-sustaining traditional Yurok village where eventually the people will be able to live on salmon and on indigenous sorts of agriculture, because it's a rich, rich, rich country. And eventually, in a few years, the land will be back to its old self again. You should see it now. It started last March. The family held the first dedication ceremony. And then throughout the summer, people came and helped to clear the land. And now it's green, it's beautiful again, and it's time to start building. So we'll be working on that through the spring and the summer this year as well. And we have a 5- and 10-year plan to finish the village and to bring people in and to welcome everybody. And so in fact, to welcome all of you to come out and enjoy the peacefulness of the place and the spirit of the place. And that's what it will be, a place to come and be healed, because that's what it's for in the first place. It's a place to gather strength and a place to heal your spirit and to be strong so that you can go back out into the world again and deal with it. In a sense, in capitalist terms, it's a pilot project. People up and down the river are also now becoming aware of that, and the fact that it's a space where people are rebuilding their spirit, and indigenous people, Yurok people, are rebuilding and planning how they're going to operate their community already. It's in the very formative stages right now, but the intent is there, and not just the intent, but the activity. It's pointing ahead toward the past.